Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
Hello, Pennsylvania. Blessings. I pray all is well. You are listening to The Kathy Barnett Show, where we are rooted in faith, truth, and what's worth protecting. I believe truth is worth protecting. I believe our family is worth protecting. I believe our country is still worth protecting. What are you willing to protect? Give me a call at 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210, because I believe, and, you know, like I told you guys, I know some of y'all don't like it when people say, you know, I'm right, but I'm usually right. I believe we are fast approaching. I mean, we have already approached it, but maybe some of you have been able to kind of skirt by without being challenged on the things you believe in or the things you are willing to protect. But I believe a time is coming very quickly where we are going to be challenged. Very quickly, if you listen to Steve Bannon, then you know these next 100 days are about to be very challenging for a lot of us. It is fast approaching. If you were paying attention to the news last night, you saw that they were putting up barriers all around the nation's capital last night because they're expecting a really big riot, a really big anti-Israel riot in Washington, D.C. today, of all days. And so you need to figure out now what it is you believe in. Let me tell you, right when I said that, I thought about my grandmama Hattie from Alabama. I was a little girl and my aunties were, you know, of the age of dating. And I remember my grandmother saying to my aunties, you need to know before you get in that young man's car who you are and how far you're willing to go. And I remember her saying, you can't figure that out when you're in his back seat. You need to determine who you are, how far you're willing to go before you're in that guy's back seat. So I'm going to reframe Grandma Hattie and I'm going to put it to y'all. You need to figure out who you are and what's worth protecting before you get punched in the nose, before you get challenged toe to toe. You need to figure that out now. Because I believe, like Steve Bannon and many others, that things are about to get real very quickly. You know, Abraham Lincoln, one of my favorite presidents for obvious reasons, he said, public opinion is everything. With it, nothing can fail. Without it, nothing can succeed. And if that's true, then the next question we should obviously be asking ourselves is, well, if public opinion is everything, well, who's shaping public opinion? I know most of you believe that you're just blank canvases and you just roll out of bed and you are a fully, your opinions are fully formed. No, someone is shaping your opinion. There's a huge market on who gets access to shaping your opinion. Is it the biased media or as Donald Trump would say, fake news? Is fake news shaping your opinion? Because if they are, then over the past 7 days, if you're watching CNN and some of these other shows, then your opinion has been formed to think Donald Trump and our military did not obliterate and do much damage to Iran's nuclear capabilities. Are they forming your opinion? Are the lying politicians forming your opinion? I used to hear my grandfather say, how do you know when a politician is lying? Answer, when their lips are moving. Are the algorithms shaping your opinions? Is the fear of being called a bad name shaping your opinion? Because let me tell you, each of these entities that I just mentioned, they are all competing for your attention. They are not informing you. They're forming you. Let me say that again. They are not informing you. They are forming you. They are molding you. They are selecting what you see, who you are allowed to fear, what you are allowed to say. They're coming up with words like homophobic every time you protest against a boy competing with your daughter, or a man taking a shower next to your daughter, or if you don't want your son being taught how to give effective blowjobs. Yes, I said it. That is happening. I've seen the books. I've put the books on large poster boards when I had my when I was traveling around Pennsylvania, because I want you to see what these people are teaching your children. And they would have the nerves to call me homophobic, transphobic. No, I'm just not a pervert. You're not a xenophobic. You're not xenophobic if you want a secure border. You just have common sense. You're not Islamic phobic if you are fearful right now, as our government, and we're going to talk about that a little bit, is saying we on high alert for retaliation against what Donald Trump did this time last Saturday. So they tell you what your opinion is even before you know you have an opinion. So that's number one. If public opinion is everything, you have to ask the question, who's informing? Who's forming that public opinion? Who's shaping your opinion? There is a high market. When I was running for U.S. Senate here, and when I was with Vivek and behind all the closed doors and listening to conversations, let me tell you, there is a high premium that is placed on who gets to form your opinion, who gets access even to your opinion. There's a big market out there and everyone is vying for it. And so with that, let's just use an example. Do you support Israel? Why? Why not? How did you make that decision? You know, Trump did what he did and I support it. But how did I come to that support? How did you come to that opinion that what Donald Trump was doing, or what he did last week in bombing and taking out Iran's three nuclear facilities, how did we come to the opinion that that's a good opinion? How did Candace Owens come to the opinion that it's not a good idea? Let me tell you, we are all being shaped. You are not above what you think. You are what you think. You know, like how they say you are what you eat. You are what you think. Let me read for you. Let me read to you, for example, Candace Owens' tweet. She said, "The most predictable war, plausibly ever. I'm so sick of Israel." This is Candace Owens. "And those who pretend its actions are normal or even remotely justifiable." She said, "This country has Israel has a bloodlust like no other. Have an issue with this tweet?" She says, "I literally do not care. Think defending Israel's demonic actions." Wait a minute. Demonic? She's a political commentator, a cultural influencer, but now she's bringing in spiritual activity. She says Israel's demonic actions is going to guarantee you a spot in heaven. She's asking the question, do you think defending Israel's demonic actions is going to guarantee you a spot in heaven? That tells me something. That tells me what is informing her. She is the one who brought up spiritual things, right? She didn't bring up physical thing. She said, what's motivating you? What? And she called what Israel, you know, is doing and protecting themselves. Because remember, the first sin is October 7th, right? I always say Hamas open up a can of whoop ass, and now they're complaining that their asses are getting whooped. I don't understand that logic, but she's saying it. What Israel is now doing and defending themselves is demonic. So what informs our opinion? And it is theology. Whether you think you believe or not believe, your disbelief is a belief. Historical, political. Do you have that clip ready of Ted Cruz?
Growing up in Sunday school, I was taught from the Bible, those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who curse Israel will be cursed. And from my perspective, I want to be on the blessing side of things.
Of those who bless the government of Israel?
Those who bless Israel is what it says. It doesn't say the government of, it says the nation of Israel. So that's in the Bible. As a Christian, I believe that.
Where is that?
I can find it to you. I don't have the scripture off the tip of my... You pull out the phone and use the
Google. It's in Genesis. So you're quoting a Bible phrase. You don't have context for it. And you don't know where in the Bible it is, but that's like your theology? I'm confused. What does that even mean?
Tucker.
I'm a Christian. I want to know what you're talking about.
Okay. Where does my support for Israel come from? Number one, because biblically we are commanded to support Israel. But number two,
Hold on. You're a senator, and now you're throwing out theology, and I am a Christian, and I am allowed to weigh in on this. We are commanded as Christians to support the government of Israel.
We are commanded to support Israel, and we're
what does
told,
that mean? Israel.
We're told those who bless Israel will be blessed.
But what? Hold on. Define Israel. This is important. Are you kidding? This is a majority Christian country.
Define Israel. Do you not know what Israel is? That would be the country you've asked like 49 questions about.
So that's what Genesis, that's what God is talking about.
The nation of Israel, yes.
Is that the current borders, the current leadership? He's talking about the political entity called Israel?
He's talking about the nation of Israel. Yeah, nations exist, and he's discussing
okay.
a nation.
I think I proved my point. I'm proving the point of those things that shape public opinion. And now your opinion, like I said, is being shaped by a lot of different entities, right? There are those who have a theological, historical, or political agenda, and they are shaping your opinion to mirror their agenda. Everyone. So here you have a sitting senator, U.S. senator, who is asked a question, why do you support Israel? And he immediately goes to theology. And I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm not saying that's right. I'm saying that is what it is, as Bill Clinton would say. The is what it is. And so I'm just pointing that out. And so whether you're talking about Candace Owens on one side, that is clearly something is informing her opinion that Israel's ability to protect themselves is, quote unquote, demonic. And here you have, on the other side of the spectrum, Senator Ted Cruz, although he bumbled this whole interview with Tucker Carlson. Again, it's a masterclass. You got to see it if you haven't. But here you have Senator Ted Cruz, a politician who is, you know, very influential in the direction our country heads in. When asked, why are you supporting Israel? His first response is not political. His first response is biblical, right? And so I know this is not a Christian station, and I know we've been taught to segment our lives, right? I'm only a Christian when I walk into the church on Sundays, or I'm only a Christian when I'm at my kitchen table in the privacy of my own home. But there's a world out there. And even if you say you don't believe, that's a belief and you're believing in something, right? And so you are not, again, as I said earlier, you are not above what you think. You are what you think. And you have Hebrews, Christians, Muslims, and I'm specifically speaking about Shiite Muslims here, not Sunni, but Shiite Muslims. We all believe in a Messiah. Hebrews believe their Messiah is coming. Christians believe our Messiah is returning. And Shiite Muslims believe their Messiah, their Muhammad al-Mahdi, that's his name, that they're Mahdi is coming, which is their Messiah, is coming out of great chaos. And the lens through which a Shiite Muslim views the world is one in which it behooves them to create as much chaos as possible, because their Mahdi, their Messiah, comes out of great chaos. it's important to know who it is you're speaking to. That's public speaking 101. When you walk into a room, who are you talking to? And when you're talking to a Shiite Muslim, you're not talking to a Sunni Muslim. All Muslims are not the same. But you need to understand. Did you know that Iran is in the Bible? I'm not going to pull out my Bible. I could. But go on your own time. Read Ezekiel 38 and 39. Iran is in the Bible. Of course, it's not called Iran. They didn't change their name until 79, I think it is, 1979. But in the Bible, they're known as Persia. And they were radical then. They are radical now. And if you read Ezekiel 38, 39, they are radical in the future. So we will take the wins now, the win that Donald Trump gave us last Saturday. We will take that win. But know this, Iran will not comply. I agree. My opinion is that Donald Trump did what he did. I'm okay with it. I support it. Great. But now my opinion is also we should not focus on regime change in Iran, because no regime change is going to fix the radicalization of Iran. A regime change is not going to fix them. It's not going to eliminate them as a threat, because, you know, Candace Owen has pointed to theology of some sort. Senator Ted Cruz pointed to theology of some sort. So I'm going to point to theology of some sort. And according to Ezekiel 38:39, Iran is going to join forces, come against Israel again later in time with a massive army. So no regime change. Let's not spend a moment of thought listening to Senator Cruz or Lindsey Graham beating the drum about how we need to go in and change regimes. No, that's not going to help them. The best thing we can do is have a strategy that keeps knocking the wind out of them. But let's not send our boys, our girls, our millions, our trillions, our assets over there trying to change regime, thinking we're going to get a lasting peace. We're not. We're going to look like Afghanistan, Iraq, and Libya, and every other regime change effort we tried to do, and we get holding the bag. So your opinion is being formed. Your opinion is important. But you need to realize your opinion is being formed one way or the other. You are listening to the Kathy Barnett Show here on 1210, the number one talk radio station. Give me a call. Let's talk about it. I've said a lot. Let's talk about it. 855-839-1210. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on demand.
Hello, Pennsylvania. This is your girl, Kathy Barnett, on the number one talk radio station in Philadelphia that also covers most of the Mid-Atlantic state. So, hey, how you doing over there, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, the rest of Pennsylvania? Give me a call, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. I know, I said a lot. Because there's a lot to be said and I'm trying to get it all in. But give me a call, 855-839-1210. I'm going to take it down. I'm going to slow it down a little bit. But I think I set up the premise pretty well, or at least in my own mind. If I didn't, give me a call. Let me know how I didn't. And we can talk about that too. But so we got the premise, right? Is that we are not rolling out of bed and just coming up with our own thoughts. We are being formed. And whether we are informing ourselves or others are informing us, most of the time in media, we get people talking to us from a historical perspective, a political perspective. But most people, especially in today's culture, want to pretend that we are not all looking through some theological lens. I don't care if you're on one side of the spectrum like Candace Owens, or if you're on the other side of the spectrum like Ted Cruz. We're all looking through some sort of spiritual lens, and we're all moving as a result of some belief system. And so what's informing your belief? Because it matters. And what does it mean to you? Listen, thousands of Iranian nationals are here in our country. Both the Department of Homeland Security as well as Customs and Border Patrol have put out warnings that thousands of Iranian nationals have been documented entering the U.S. illegally. Countless more are likely here. I'm going to just read this and I'm going to go to you, Maureen. So hold on for me right there. But the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem put out an advisory that stated if Tehran were to issue a religious ruling, remember, right, she's in government, but she's talking about religious because we all realize it, unless we're not being honest, of how we're being shaped and formed. But she put out this advisory saying if Tehran were to issue a religious ruling calling for retaliatory violence against targets in the U.S., this could prompt individual supporters of the Iranian regime to take matters into their own hands. We are on high alert. I have some callers, so I am going to go to my callers first, and then maybe we'll play some clips after that. Yes, Maureen, you're on.
Good morning, Kathy Barnett. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling.
I wanted to share with you biblical verse based on what you were speaking about earlier, a very important biblical verse, 1 Corinthians 10:32. Now, every Bible you pick up to read from has different wordings accordingly. But the one Bible that I came across stated, do not be a stumbling block to Jews and Greeks and to the church of God. Now, I did not plan to read this verse ever. One day I picked up the Bible, prayed first to God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and I was led to that verse. And I can't say enough. I will definitely read your Ezekiel 38:39, but also thank you for everything you do for Delaware County, for Downingtown, wherever we all live.
Thank you so much, Maureen. I agree. Maureen, that is 1 Corinthians what again?
10:32.
32. And now I have read that passage before, and that's true. We don't want to be a stumbling block. We don't want to be unnecessarily rude. We don't want to, badger people, be unkind to people, just for the sake of being mean. But as I said at the very opening here, you are listening to the Kathy Barnett Show, where we are rooted in faith meaning hope. Yes. We are rooted in truth, because I believe truth exists, and we are rooted in what's worth protecting. I believe truth is worth protecting. I believe our family is worth protecting. And I believe our country is worth protecting. But in order to get to these things and to secure the things that we believe are worth protecting, we got to speak truth. And I put a smile on my face. I have no animosity, but truth is truth. We're not all the same. We don't all think the same, and we don't all want the same. And we need to be very clear with that. Okay, Maureen, thank you so much. I'm going to get to Teresa. Hey, Teresa, what's up?
Yes, hi. Listen, you made excellent comments, but here's the general summary of what basically
I can't hear you, Tessa.
Violent men who invaded different countries and he promoted violence, and he set himself, he got what he got due to his aggression.
Who? Okay? Who are you talking about, Tessa? I can't hear you.
Muhammad, the founder of the religion, Muslim religion.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Okay, now, Judaism advocates no stealing, no killing. And here is the different ideology. That's why Muslim are going to fight Jerusalem.
Okay, Tessa, thank you so much for calling. I'm so sorry, Tessa. I think I got the gist of what you were saying. I can't hear you very well. There were some issues with the volume, and I'm assuming if I can't hear you well, the listening audience cannot hear you well at all. You know, again, we have to become comfortable living in some mild amount of tension. We have grown very fat, fluffy, and weak. We avoid confrontation. We avoid tension. We avoid disagreements. But disagreements don't have to be ugly and nasty. Put a smile on your face and speak truth. Do you have clip two for me?
You know, when the DOJ submitted their budget, the United States was a nation at peace, and now we're a nation at war. So my questions are going to be focused on national security. How many Iranian sleeper cells do we suspect are in the United States?
Congressman, I can't talk about that in this setting. But what I can tell you is I know Homeland Security. I know the FBI. They are focusing on doing everything we can to keep our nation safe, and they will continue to do that. It's a frightening time in which we live right now, but President Trump is committed.
Okay,
to
let's pause there.
Americans,
can you play clip
safe,
three?
We look forward to working with you on that.
Great, thank you. How many active?
So that was Attorney General Pam Bondi speaking before Congress about the threat of Iranian sleeper cells in our country. Now, I want to go to Tom Homan. He does a really great job.
Administration board is our Mr. Tom Homan, one of my great heroes. Tom Homan, welcome back to the show.
Too many voices in my ear.
Iranian sleeper cells, Mr. Homan. You've got to do something. I mean, some have been arrested so far. How big a problem is this, and what are your plans to lead ICE to deal with it?
Well, look, we got a lot of work to do. You're exactly right. Which, again, I want you to jump right. We need the big, beautiful bill. We need the funding for more agents. We need the funding for more beds. We need the funding for more transportation. We need the funding for more targeting. So it's imperative, especially right now. So for those on the Hill, I don't care. Removing national security threats, removing public safety threats from this country should be a nonpartisan issue. So get it done. We need the funds to get this done. Well, the good thing is President Trump, we got President Trump in the Oval Office. I can tell you, right after the election, we didn't wait till January. We didn't wait for the inauguration. Right after the election, I got together with a lot of smart folks to say, okay, we got a big problem we're going to deal with right after the inauguration on 2 million plus gotaways and all these special interest aliens that were released into the United States. So we started planning for this months ago. So day one of the administration, we're hitting the ground. That's
okay.
Why President-
Listen, here's the point. The point is we have sleeper cells in our country. This is crazy. And we have it because we allow public opinion to tell us it was okay that, you know, they say 2 million gotaways. Here's the uncomfortable truth. They don't know how many got away. That's why they're gotaways, because they don't know. Right. They say 10 million. They don't know how many people came into our country. It's more like 20 million. People came into our country over the past 4 years, but public opinion, your public opinion was formed that told you somehow this was okay. And now today we have Iranian sleeper cell, over 1,000 people, Iranians, in our country. And we have our elected, Kristi Noem, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, say if Iran, Ayatollah says, do a religious, some kind of religious order, that this could be a problem for us. We allowed this. Why? Because public opinion was formed. So we're getting ready to go to break. Stay armed. stay vigilant, and you are listening to the Kathy Barnett Show. Call me. Call me. I want to hear you. I want to hear your voice. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
Hey, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, how y'all doing? Maryland. Oh, you know what? I just saw someone from Texas. Did I see someone on the chat? Yes, Southeast Texas. Hey, Minnie, how you doing, girl? I'm assuming you're a girl. How you doing? Yes, I love it. Thank you guys so much. I am watching. Well, you guys probably heard us talking about it since we had a hot mic a few moments ago. But Kirk was telling me that there is a lot of conversation on the YouTube chat. I am loving it. So y'all, if you want to jump in on some conversation, go over to the YouTube chat. 1210 WPHT 1210 YouTube and join in there as well. Or feel free. You feel, what is it? I had a family member that says, you feel froggy? Then jump and call me at 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. I'm okay with the tension. I'm okay with some tension, right? I will keep your humanity intact and we will have a conversation. I'm okay with people not agreeing with me because I realize it is important especially in the Republican side of things. And of course, y'all know, I don't think all Republicans are the same, but it's good not to be a bobblehead. Who wants to be in a room full of bobbleheads, always agreeing? Democrats, I know. And that brings me to the nut of the week. So we're going to come down a bit from the global to the utterly ridiculous. And for this week, trying to just pick one nut of the week was incredibly hard. So there is a two-way nut of the week tie right now because I can't pick. It's too hard to pick just one nut. Y'all saw the New York City Democrat mayoral primary. And so the two-way tie is it the Democrat voters who voted for Zohran Mamdani? Or is the nut of the week the Democrat Party that created these little monsters, thinking they could control them? And now that their little beasts have grown up, they can't control them. But one thing I am certain of, I cannot blame Zohran Mamdani for being Zohran Mamdani. He is fake. He is ridiculous. His ideas are destructive. He will never be able to pass these things. But so are a lot of people. There are a lot of ridiculous people, a lot of fake people running around, a lot of grifters and scammers all over the place. But here in America, unlike many parts of Uganda, where Mamdani came from, here in America, we get to elect our leaders for now. And it is interesting when you look at the core constituents of Mamdani. They are affluent, highly educated white people. Okay, let me say it. Affluent, highly educated white people. And let me tell y'all, I had to pause for a moment because generally when you look at the Democrat Party, it's black people, right? We're always getting it wrong. But this time, black people came through. Finally, black people. Now, of course, they voted for Cuomo, the granny killer. So horrible choice. But in this case, black people did not vote for Mamdani. No. Instead, they voted for Cuomo. The people who voted for Mamdani, and I don't know if I'm getting his name right or wrong, but please feel free to call me. It was, again, a large majority of his constituents are affluent, highly educated white people. And again, these are the people that the Democrat Party made. they created these little monsters. And now these little monsters have grown up into big beasts. And the Democrat Party can no longer control their beasts. But who did not vote for these people or for Mamdani were Black people. And so, you know, finally, I get to say something positive about how Black people vote. They didn't vote for the communists in the room. They still voted for Cuomo, which is a problem. But they didn't vote for communism. That's white people, rich, highly educated white people. So we got a lot of work to do. But here's my question as we go to break. And I want you guys to call me and let's talk about it. The number is 855-839-1210. Here are my two questions. Given Mamdani's core constituency, can the United States Constitution prevent voters in the nation's largest, most economically powerful cities from advancing policies aligned with communism, even if those policies contradict the will of the national majority who elected Trump? New York is not some podunk, inconsequential city. This is one of the nation's largest, most economically powerful cities. What happens here will impact all of us. Does the Constitution allow for this nutty group of little monsters to hamstring the national majority who clearly voted against communism? Here's my next question. Trump won the nation, but can deep blue cities still shove communism down our throats? Call me. Let's go to break. Call me at 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. I'm only going to have a few minutes when we get back, but I would take your call if you call in. Let's talk about it. Jim, maybe New York City is in the toilet. I don't know. Let's try to reverse that, but let's talk about it. 855-839-1210.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
Hey, everyone. You are listening to the final moments of the Kathy Barnett Show on this wonderful, beautiful, cool Saturday morning. The number is 855-839-1210. And as promised, I have a caller, so I'm going to go straight to you. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hi, Kathy, sweetie. How you doing?
I am doing well.
I love to hear you on the air. Okay. Oh, I'll get off real quick so you can talk to somebody else. But you're right. Those young white girls I'm white, I'm 85, who are voting for this clown, they are well educated in stupidity.
Agreed.
Okay? Yes.
Agreed.
And most of them are, I would bet, white women. Not the guys so much, but women.
I agree.
Yes.
And they're beta male husbands if they're married. Yes.
Right. And the sad part is I have two relatives. Thank God they're not my bloodline. They're married to relatives who, if he ran for president, they would vote for him.
Mm, yeah, I'm so sure. Bill, thank you so much for calling in.
And
I appreciate you.
I'll be listening to you next week, filling in for Dawn.
Oh, yes. Yes, I will. Thank you for reminding me of that, Bill. I will be. Guys, if you like what you're hearing now, you got a whole week of this next week.
See you, sweetie. Take it easy.
Thank you so much, Bill. Oh, what a great guy. Yeah, let me break it down a little bit more. College-educated, higher-income progressives and affluent young voters helped power Mamdani's in areas typically seen as establishment territory. But you know who else voted for him? Middle and working class families. You know who did not vote for him? Black people. What's up, Black people? I'm so happy. Finally, something positive about Black people in the voting booth. Not that Cuomo is the best. Y'all remember what Cuomo did to grannies in New York City during COVID, locked them up with COVID-19 positive patients, killed untold scores of grannies. And that is unforgivable. Of course, he was removed from his governor office due to another issue. I believe it was sexual harassment, but it was really to get him out so that they don't have to put a big, bright spotlight on how he mismanaged COVID. But nonetheless, there are no two ways about it. Mamdani is a symptom. He's not the problem. The problem is Democrats have encouraged rage over the past, at a minimum, 10 years. Democrats have normalized mental instability. Boys, girls, girls can be boys, taking showers, all this stupidity. And Democrats have applauded hate. Look at Antifa, Black Lives Matter, those mostly peaceful protests that were anything but peaceful, the rioting, the looting, the George Floyd. Now their little monsters have grown up and they cannot control them. Here's the other problem. This is what happens on the left and on the right when they try to shove seriously unpopular candidates like Dr. Oz and Cuomo down voters' throats. We're not having it. People will just vote for Fetterman or they will vote for the communists. Republicans behave more like well-oiled opposition parties than actually someone, than a party that has a viable option for people to run to flee Democrats. And here's the third problem. Middle and working class people are being squeezed. You can't afford a home. You can't afford a starter home. Taxes are high. Look at these doggone salt taxes. That is stupid, right? People are squeezed. No one's talking about the middle class. No one's really talking about the working class. All we ever talk about are poor people. I, for one, am tired of talking about poor people. Get off the snaps if you can work. If you are able-bodied, I don't want my tax dollars going to you. And this is from someone who grew up below the bottom rung of the economic ladder. I grew up in a home with no insulation, no running water, an outhouse in the back, a well on the side, and I worked my behind off. I kept my nose clean. I waited to get married before I had children. I got an education. I worked hard to be able to claw my way from underneath a rock. And all I hear these politicians talking about are poor people, poor people, poor people. No one talks about the middle class. No one talks about the working class. And as a result, we are the people who vote and we are turning, not me, but a many of working class and middle class are pivoting towards people who will promise some relief. Ma'am Danny will not be able to do half the stuff he's talking about he's going to be able to do. But it's music to many people's ears. It's itching ear syndrome. He's speaking what people want to hear. People are squeezed. So as you go back out here into this crazy upside down world, cling to your family. But know this, you are not crazy. You're not overreacting. You're not woke. You're awake. And now that you're awake, it's time to move, not in anger, but in purpose, because faith is still necessary. Family still matters. And this country is still worth fighting for. You've been listening to the Kathy Barnett Show. Check me out on YouTube and Twitter. Blessings. Take care of your family. And I will see you guys on Monday as I host the Dawn Stensland Show from 10 to 12. Blessings. I have a whole lineup for you guys. Y'all take care. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.